learning the value of money at 16 and how my dad taught me a very valuable lesson with my first car. This is Financially Fit with Coach Hill, the podcast dedicated to helping you master your finances by coaching you to train your money like a pro athlete, trains for success. I interview business owners, entrepreneurs, pro athletes, and some of the top CEOs in the country to bring you as much information as I can about money, how it moves, how it works, and how you can use it from some of the experts in the field. Today, it's a solo episode, and we are going to talk about what I learned as a teen and how valuable that first legal contract that I signed was. Now, I realize at 16, you can't really sign a legal contract. You're not of legal age to do so. However, in my household, my dad had rules, and those rules were very simple. If we were going to engage in something that had to do with money, there were going to be rules around that. My dad actually taught me the value of money by providing me with insights and tools on how to use it. And one of the ways that he did that was through my first car. So the deal was that my dad was willing to help me buy my first car with a very specific budget if I adhered to a couple different rules and regulations with that purchase, AKA my first legal contract. So at 16 years old, this is how the story goes. I was 16, I was picky, and I wanted a specific car. Now, I grew up when the Fast and Furious era had just started. I was in high school in 2001, to give you some perspective, and I really wanted a Honda Civic, which, again, this was a long time ago. This was, you know, over 20 years ago, and I really wanted a Honda Civic. And my dad said no. He absolutely said, nope, that's not happening. Good luck with that. And I ended up with a Volkswagen white Jetta, which was one of the cars on Fast and the Furious. It wasn't my favorite car, but it ended up becoming my favorite car as time went on. My dad said, okay, here's the deal. I will buy this car. And the car was under $7,000, and he paid for it. And the deal was this. If I were to get a car, and if he were to pay for that car for me, there were some rules with that car and obligations I had to fulfill in order to be able to use the car, because it was a privilege. It was not something I had purchased. And so I had to hold up my end of the bargain. So my dad put out the contract. And within this contract, here were the terms. I had to have a 3.7 GPA, and I had to attend all my honors classes. Non-negotiable. If I didn't get that, car was gone. So that was number one. Number two, I had an option on how and when I was going to drive that car. So here was how that looked. My dad said, you can either play three sports like your brother, which I didn't really want to do, or I could work 20 plus hours a week on top of my normal schooling, and I had to pay for my car insurance and my gas. So that was the trade-off. If I played sports, they would cover the gas and the insurance. And if I chose to work, I had to pay for that. Additionally, we split maintenance costs 50-50. I said, that is easy. No problem. I'm signing on the dotted line. He said, not so fast. Not so fast. There's some other terms to this that you're going to have to get used to. So on top of having to have a 3.7 GPA and pay for the maintenance on this car, because I chose to work and take a full, not a full-time job, but a part-time job, it turned into full-time my senior year. I also, on top of all that, had to have a clean driving record. And I blew up this contract within 6 months of signing it. So here's how that all went down. I agreed to the contract. My dad bought the car, got insurance on it, started driving it. When I was in high school, gas was about $1.50 a gallon. It went up to $2 by my senior year, which was, in our world, incredibly expensive. Now looking back, $2 a gallon right now would be fantastic. But looking at how it was at the time, that was actually very expensive, especially for someone who was making minimum wage with tips. And so I had to really learn to budget. So we get into this contract. I budget out my insurance costs for the 6 month period because my insurance was billed every 6 months. And then I also budgeted out how much I would need for gas to get to and from work, to and from school, and then to and from all the things I wanted to do. And then I had to budget for maintenance. So now I'm taking my paychecks every single month and I'm saying I need a lot, X amount of money to be able to manage this car. So I was doing that really, really well. And it wasn't a problem. I was still saving a good chunk of my paychecks. I had a nice savings account going at 16, which was really cool. But then I got cocky and I ended up with two speeding tickets, not just one, two speeding tickets in a matter of 30 days. And I got my license revoked at 16. And they took it away from me and said, you cannot drive for the next 9 months. And I was mortified, one, because I knew my dad was going to kick my ass, which he didn't. But he went back to the contract and just said, in breach of contract, now you can't even drive it, but you're going to maintain insurance on it. So part of this contract that he had written was that if even if I couldn't drive the car, I was responsible for insurance for that vehicle. So here I am for 9 months, not driving this vehicle, but paying for the insurance on it. That was a painful lesson. Fast forward 9 months after my revoked license took place. Sadly, my dad had to drive me to work 4 days a week because I was not allowed to drive. But at 17, I got my license back and we renegotiated the contract and the value of that contract. So my dad still owned the car. He still had final say on when and how I could use it. But now, because I had lost the privileges of my license for 9 months, I actually had curfew timelines on my car. And I had to follow those guidelines with him in order to use the car because I had abused the privilege. Similar to our system, you abuse things, you get caught, there's consequences. I had to learn that through everything my dad was teaching me with this car contract that I entered into. Now, really, it wasn't a legally binding agreement in any capacity. If my dad wanted to take the keys away from me, he could have absolutely done it. But what he taught me with that car purchase, which I think was absolutely invaluable, was that A, if you don't have the money to buy the car, you can't be picky. Even though I wanted to be picky, I complained a lot, which looking back, I kick myself for, because I really was very ungrateful at the time he was buying that car. Should not have been, but perspective, right? Environment, emotional triggers. We're 16, can't control our emotions. I'm looking back now and saying, I was blessed that he bought me a car. Absolutely blessed. But second, he taught me the value of money. He taught me the value of when you own something, how do you maintain it? How do you keep it functioning? And what are you responsible for when you spend that money and then continue to use whatever product it is that you purchased? In this case, for me, it was a car. The lessons he left me with were understanding if you enter into a contract, what you're responsible for. How are you supposed to handle yourself when you agree to something? Second, the value of a dollar. He bought that car and I really had to learn how much that car was going to cost me every month. And there were sacrifices made. There were certain things I couldn't do because I had to pay the insurance bill. There were certain nights I couldn't go out because I needed gas money and I didn't have the gas money to go that week. So those types of lessons, although minimal, were incredibly impactful, and it all came back to our agreement with the car purchase. Now, big picture wise, we also had that stipulation that I either had to work or play sports. Because I chose to work, I got all of that work history and I was actually able to save some money and really learn the value of savings using a checking account and a savings account. So not only did that car buying purchase give me an idea of what a big purchase looks like and the responsibility of all the payments that come after the big purchase, but I also learned how the banking system worked, which was super cool because I started to understand, oh, checking and savings accounts. Your checking account is the brain of the operation. The savings account is where you save your money and you don't touch it. As my dad referred to it as don't touch this shit account. That was the money that I didn't get to play with. That was my college savings. What was in my checking? I had the opportunity to spend if I wanted to, or take some of that and put it into the savings account. If I had to access savings, it had to be for a really valid reason. So as he's doing this car purchase with me and taking me through this for a 3-year period, I'm also learning all the fundamentals of how the banking system works, how money moves, what I should be saving, how I should be budgeting. All of that came with this life lesson. And then we look at the school side of it. The deal was I had to have a 3.75 GPA and I had to be in honors classes. I didn't like that deal, but I took it because I wanted the car. So I sacrificed a little bit knowing that I wasn't the best student, and I'm fully happy to admit I wasn't the best student. But I tried really hard and there were a couple times I came up short. You know, I got a 3.68 GPA and he said, all right, you know, what are we going to do next time? How are we going to get you to that 3.75? So there was always room for improvement within the guidelines we set for the car. Now, I was car motivated. So this agreement really helped me structure a lot of other different things in my life that were emotional, experiential, things that impact how you spend money. And they also shaped the environment in which I understood money. So these things were a whole lot more psychologically impactful than just you can have a car or not have a car. So my dad turned that into a 3-year experience for me, a 3-year learning experience, and one that I still to this day talk about because it really was that impactful. Now, fast forward to college. This is where I actually really saw this whole thing manifest. So I knew what the car purchase was. I still had my car in college, but my mom got sick when I was in college and there was not a lot of money to go around. And I had to make the choice my sophomore year in college, whether I was going to work a full-time job or take out a bunch of student loans. And I decided I needed a few student loans to get me by my sophomore year, but I took a job that I was working 40 hours a week. And I realized I wasn't going to be able to uphold the GPA that I needed to uphold to get my college degree. So by my junior year in college, with the negotiation skills my dad gave me, learning how to create my first legal contract at 16, I went and actually negotiated my grades in college. I went to each of my professors. I explained my situation. I showed my mom's medical charts that I was driving from Corvallis, Oregon to Portland, Oregon every weekend to be with her. And I would leave Saturday night at midnight after work. I'd spend all day Sunday there and I would drive home Monday morning. And then I would go to class and then I'd work and we'd do this whole repetitive process over and over. Well, I wasn't getting enough sleep. And so I said, hey, can I make an agreement with you? If I come to all the classes where we have a test or I hand in an assignment online, is it okay if I miss the class and aim for a C so that C's get degrees? I needed the degree, but I knew I could not attend every class and work full-time, afford to be there and take care of my family. There were sacrifices I had to make in order to get my college degree. So learning all the skills that my dad taught me with the first contract, my car contract, I turned around and worked that same angle or same situation to actually get my college degree. Some professors were willing to work with me, some were not. So I had to do what I had to do. But at the end of the day, I realized that everything is up for negotiation and there are always terms that can be met. You may have to compromise, but there's always a way to make it work. And sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's length of time, sometimes it's changing your terms. And all of those things always come back to money, right? Everything comes back to the dollar you spend. And my college degree, I was paying to be in that classroom. And I said that to my professors, is I'm paying to be here. I want this degree. But in order for me to get this degree, there are some sacrifices I have to make, which means I won't be in class every day because I'm going to be down the street working a full-time job. Most of them understood that and were more than happy to work with me on it. They might get an assignment at 2 o'clock in the morning, but at least I got it turned in. So the idea that money is fluid, that contracts are something that can help you learn how to negotiate and how to use money the right way. My dad instilled that in me when I was 16 with that first car purchase. And everything that he taught me through that journey was absolutely invaluable, from budgeting to good credit scores, to how to make a big purchase and how to maintain the product after you buy it, to negotiating. I learned all of that with a simple, you have to get good grades, you got to pay your insurance and gas and no speeding tickets on a contract. Pretty amazing how that life lesson manifested over 10 years. So that's my first legal contract. If you have kids and you're trying to teach them the value of money, you can do this a million different ways. My dad's contract was just one way of instilling the psychology of money while still teaching an invaluable life lesson with how money moves. So definitely think of ways to impact the people around you, challenge your children, challenge your friends, make sure that you're having these conversations, and keep coming back to Stay Financially Fit with me, Coach Hill.